This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 5 killed in Tulasipur Inferno. Devotees visiting Pasupatinath Temple from today, and U.S. President Joe Biden warns U.S. citizens should leave Ukraine now. Now, the news in detail. 5 people have died due to suffocation after a house caught fire in Tulasipur last night. According to the Area Police Office Tulasipur, those killed in the incident are 14-year-old Sajita Khatun, 14-year-old Hassan Bakas, 16-year-old Masin Bakas, 40-year-old Nardin Ali, and 6-year-old Abid Din Ali of Tulasipur Sub-Metropolitan City 5. A fire broke out at 2 a.m. today at a footwear godown at Tulasipur 5. Although people were rescued immediately after the fire broke out, 5 persons died of suffocation since the inferno went out of control. Police said the fire started after the electricity meter exploded. Nepal Police, Nepali Army and the Armed Police Force, as well as locals, people's representatives, were involved in the rescue. Meanwhile, the Tulasipur Chamber of Commerce and Industry and Tulasipur Chamber of Commerce have decided to close the Tulasipur Bazaar for a day today. Secretary of the Chamber, Rishi Raj Bhandari, informed that they have demanded appropriate relief from the local, provincial and federal governments. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has wished good health to cultural scholar Satyamohan Joshi. UML leader Krishna Gopal Shrestha said that Joshi's health condition was improving and he would return home in a few days. Similarly, former Prime Minister and CPN UML chairman KP Sharma Oli also wished good health to cultural expert Satyamohan Joshi. The Pasupatinath temple that was closed for devotees since January 19 due to growing risk of third wave of COVID-19 has been reopened from this morning. According to Pasupati Area Development Trust, the Pasupatinath temple has been reopened as the temple authorities were preparing for the Mahashivaratri festival. Devotees up to 50 people would be allowed inside the temple premises at a time and perform puja and offer prayers. India is closing its border transit points with Nepal for 4 days from today in view of the state legislative election taking place in its Uttarakhand state bordering with Baitari and Darchula districts of Nepal. Information officer at the District Administration Office Baitari, Khagendra Bharati, said the Julaghat transit point in Baitari and Lali, Jholjibi, Dattu, Khalanga, Tigram and Sitapul transit points in Darchula district would be closed in this connection. The border transit points have been closed based on the agreement between the two countries in view of election security sensitivity. Nepal is competing against Oman today in the first match of the T20 series comprising 4 countries before playing in the ICC T20 World Cup global qualifiers. The match between Nepal and Oman is taking place at 3:45 p.m. Nepal Standard Time at Al Emirat Cricket Stadium in Oman. Nepal will be playing United Arab Emirates UAE in its second match of the series tomorrow and against Ireland on Monday. Nepal is playing in the Four Nations series before participating in the Global Qualifiers A under the ICC Men's T20 World Cup qualifiers. Along with Nepal, the organizer Oman, Philippines, Canada, UAE, Bahrain, Ireland and Germany are in the Global Qualifier A. These 8 teams are also divided into 2 groups. Nepal, Canada, Philippines and Oman are in Group 1, while UAE, Bahrain, Ireland and Germany are in Group 2. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Province No. 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at a few places of the hilly region of the Province No. 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. There are chances of light snowfall at a few places of the eastern and central high mountainous regions today. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley was 4.9 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature was 19 degrees Celsius. Currently, there is a general influence of westerly winds in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international update. US President Joe Biden has called on all American citizens remaining in Ukraine to leave the country immediately, citing increased threats of Russian military action. Mr. Biden said he would not send troops to rescue Americans if Moscow invades Ukraine. Russia has repeatedly denied any plans to invade Ukraine, despite massing more than 100,000 troops at the border. But it had just begun massive military drills with neighboring Belarus, and Ukraine has accused Russia of blocking its access to the sea. The Kremlin says it wants to enforce red lines to make sure that its former Soviet neighbor does not join NATO. The current tensions come 8 years after Russia annexed Ukraine's southern Crimea peninsula. U.S. officials have urged Canada's government to use its federal powers to end a blockade by truckers protesting against COVID-19 restrictions. President Joe Biden is being briefed regularly on the protests, which have hit Ottawa and a border crossing that generates a quarter of U.S.-Canada trade. Carmakers and local authorities are seeking an injunction to end the blockade of the Ambassador Bridge. The span, which links Windsor, Ontario, with Detroit, Michigan, remains closed to most traffic, though other ports and border crossings are open nearby. Now partially shut for 4 days, it is the largest international suspension bridge in the world. Australia has listed the koala as an endangered species across most of its east coast after a dramatic decline in numbers. The once thriving marsupial has been ravaged by land clearing, bushfires, drought, disease and other threats. The federal government said the listing was for Queensland, New South Wales and the Australian Capital Territory. It has been urged to do more to protect koalas from rapidly diminishing habitats and climate change. Last year, a New South Wales inquiry found koalas would be extinct there by 2050 unless there was urgent action. According to conservation groups, koalas are also found in South Australia and Victoria, but their numbers are on the decline nationally. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 5 killed in Tulasipur inferno. Devotees visiting Pasupatinath temple from today, and US President Joe Biden wants US citizens should leave Ukraine now. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.